This is Jen Peppermint Bzaki. Thursday last, I missed this. We had it on Friday's Cut Sheeite, and I didn't get to it. This is, now, Peppermint Bzaki is going to be asked a question about state attorney generals going, we're not going to enforce your stupid mandate, Biden. And then the tyrant responds. And then I'll talk about it here.
Going back to Texas, what is the president's message to businesses in Texas? You mentioned several of them who are based there.
Yeah.
When it comes to what the federal guidance is now, and now with the state executive order, what would the president say to those companies as they're determining what they should be doing right now for their vaccine mandates?
Well, we know that federal law overrides state law.
No, we don't.
I would note that earlier when we put out our guidance on the president's announcement about mandates several weeks ago, it made clear that, again,
lies.
As I said earlier, requirements are promulgated pursuant to federal law and supersede any contrary state or local law
or ordinance.
All
right, stop. All right,
ordinance.
Stop. You don't need any more. That's all you need right there. We issue a federal law, and there's a state law that contravenes it, but then the federal law it overrides it.
So the federal government writes a law stating that the federal government is the ruler of all.
Right, and then the states just bow down before, because the states at that point then become vassal entities that have no authority and no power whatsoever. Folks, they're lining the deck up here. I firmly believe that the Great Reset and the global Corona cabal wants a series of southern states in the United States to try and leave the Union. They've been picking on Florida since January the 21st. Florida, to its credit, has not batted an eye. Then Texas jumped in. And to his credit, for the most part, there are things he could have done that he hasn't done. I hope Don Huffines starts to rise in the polls to put the pressure on Greg Abbott. But Texas has begun to stand out and going like, no, not in this state. Montana's, as a matter of fact, I have a story in the pile of prep about this here today. About attorneys generals in different states going like, we will not allow that to go into effect in this state. We won't allow it. It's not going to happen. Let's just talk about this federal law overruling state law. If they come into conflict. Well, then that would depend on whether or not a state had executed a power that it reserved when it ratified the Constitution. By the way, jump in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. A lot of talk in there about this kind of stuff. By the way, we have some breaking news. Colin Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State, has died at 84. And, of course, he died from complications from COVID. He died because he had lived a long, full, and fruitful and productive life and had lived 12 years beyond the median life expectancy age. How much you want to bet you're going to find out that semicolon Powell was at least twice corona jabbed? He would not be the type that would tell regime leader Biden no, or anyone else. So let's talk about this nonsense, federal laws overruling state laws. 10th Amendment to the Constitution says this: the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, or reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. That would kind of imply then, and since it was written in 1791, 2 years, or ratified in 1791, 2 years after the Constitution had gone into effect.
The headline that just came out was he was 84 years old and he was fully vaccinated, according to his family.
Well, then he couldn't have died. I mean, he couldn't have died from COVID-19, from COVID implication, because no one dies. Regime leader Biden clearly stated that no one will ever die if they just get the Franken goo. So, back to this federal law supersedes state law. I actually have a little experience with this. I might be able to explain this to people because it's not hard. Everyone should know this, actually. So I'll pop the link in the chat room. Maggie O'Connell can find this and she can screenshot this. Here it is. That's the link to the text version of the U.S. Constitution. All right, so if you're watching my screen, if I search for, because I know what I'm looking for, supremacy, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. Okay. If I search for the supremacy clause, I'm going to find one instance of it. And it's going to be highlighted. And the supremacy clause is what they use usually to get around this. How do they use the supremacy clause? They use the supremacy clause to say the laws made under this Constitution pursuant thereof are the supreme law of the land. Well, the catchphrase there is supreme, is pursuant. So, Article 6, this Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made in pursuance thereof. There's a lot in that statement. And all treaties made which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. What does that say? It basically says that if there's an enumerated power in this document here called the U.S. Constitution, and a state makes a law that basically nullifies what's in the Constitution or something that has been made executing one of those powers that is enumerated, well, then the federal law would then be the supreme law of the land. Notice the operative point here is pursuance thereof. Here, Dr. Kevin Gutzman has been on this show hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and he has explained this, and we've explained it too many times. Look, you can find out all about this in my movie, The Spirit of 76, Writing and Ratifying the U.S. Constitution. Get that at shop.mikechurch.com. Or in the audio, the political comedy, What Lincoln Killed, Episode 1 is discussed. The only way you could actually apply the Supremacy Clause, and it's very easy. I mean, if you went to Article 1, Section 8, and you pulled out a power and said, here, let me give you one. To provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States. What does that say? So if there's a counterfeited, if you are printing funny money, you are printing it, or if you're minting fake coins that aren't real gold or real silver or whatever, well, then the Congress can make laws to punish people for doing that. Okay, what does that mean? It means that the state then wouldn't need to make a law because Congress has already got the power to do it. The This is an important one, to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. I realize this must be incredibly boring to most people who want me to get back to bashing the Corona Doom and Fauci and what have you. It's kind of important because you're going to hear a lot about this. You can't make laws. We are supreme. The federal government, the Biden law is supreme. It's supreminating. It's supreminentified over any state law. Not true. The law would have to be made in pursuance thereof, meaning it would have to actually be carrying out an enumerated power and a power not reserved to the states. Biden's little attempt to compel injections into people's arms via a completely unconstitutional made-up agency called OSHA doesn't even pass the freaking smell test. It's so bad, I believe he would lose in a federal court with an Obama appointee. That's how bad it is. 844-527-8723, our call and line telephone number. This portion of the program brought to you by the Founders Pass Membership Service. If you're listening to the free preview, you need to stop and become a Founders Pass member today. It's easy to do. You can even take 30 days for free. Go to crusadechannel.com/go. That's crusadechannel.com/go. And of course, if you are a Founders Pass member and you hate the website because people love to hate it, there is a group that is supposed to be meeting to propose changes to said website. But meanwhile, anything that you're looking for, you can now find easily using the magnifying glass in the top right-hand corner of any page. That's the search button. And when you start typing into the search button, results are going to appear. So if you're looking for me and you can't find me, or looking for Brother Andre or some episode, the easiest way to find it is to search for it. And if you're logged in and it is a... if you're logged in and it's a members-only file, then when it comes up, you would be able to play. It's as simple as that. All right. Now, let me go back to the Federalist story from Christopher Bedford. Southwest is a window into modern tyranny, so will the GOP fight back? Andrew Russ, or Ross Sorkin. If you watch CNBC, you might know him as that anchor who looks like a child who has three names. He looks like a child. You know what? Before I get too deeply into this, Ms. O'Connell, did you throw into the chat room the resignation of that witch from Loudoun County School Board? The one that claimed that the dad... that there was still an ongoing investigation and that 15-year-old girl was not sexually assaulted in a bathroom in Loudoun County Public School by a boy pretending to be a girl. By the by, it's even worse than that, because not only did the boy get into the, here it is, Loudoun County School Board member resigns amid controversy. If you're watching this on Crusade Channel TV, here is a story. A member of the Loudoun County, Virginia's 9-person school board has resigned. Leesburg Representative Beth Bartz, a first-term board member who has been embroiled in a controversy in recent months, announced her resignation Friday on social media. Bartz drew heat for being a member in the Facebook group Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County, where other members allegedly posted personal information about parents in the county who opposed the school district's racial equality efforts. Please accept this letter as my formal resignation from the Loudoun County School Board effective November the 2nd, 2021. This was not an easy decision or decision made in haste. After much thought and careful consideration, it is the right decision for me and my family. A Loudoun County Circuit Court judge ruled earlier this month that a recall petition against Bartz brought through a parents' organization could advance to trial. The judge also ruled in favor of the group's request to allow a special prosecutor in the suit, stating that the Commonwealth's attorney, Buddha Beberage, who normally represents petitioners, had a disqualifying conflict of interest. Within 15 days of Bart's resignation, blah, 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 blah. The school board is required to appoint a qualified voter of the Leesburg School District to fill the seat within 45 days of the vacancy. So what does she have to do with who relocated the pervert from school A, where he pretended like he was a girl and he sexually assaulted a girl in a girl's bathroom, and then they relocated the little fake tranny to another school, and then he put a dress on, showed up at school again, and went and did it again against the other daughter, who the dad went to the school board meeting and said, "You need to end this now. My child has been raped." And all the Me Too libs are now not so much Me Too going, like, "This is ongoing investigation. It's not proven yet." Blah, blah, blah. As far as that dad is concerned, it hath been proven. Here it is. Headline from, why do we have to go all the way to the Daily Mail to get this reported? Woke Loudoun County prosecutor was blasted for helping jail dad whose daughter was raped by boy and in skirt in girl's bathroom and defends decision to send attacker to another school where he struck again. I watched an interview with the dad, and the dad said, "All I did was go to the meeting. All I did was ask for 2 minutes to speak. And then I started telling my what had happened to my daughter. Next thing I know, I'm being told to stop. And I won't stop because the story needs to be told. Next thing I know, I'm on the ground. Police officers are on my back yelling at me. People are filming this whole thing on their smartphones. And I'm being placed in handcuffs and then hauled off to jail." Scott Smith, 48-year-old plumber from Virginia, was arrested on June 22nd. We covered the story here. I'm going to go one further than this about Loudoun County School Board. What do you need school boards for to begin with? You see, you're playing their game here. Do you see how this works? They want you to play the game where school boards are something carved in stone. It's carved in stone. We must have public schools, so we must have school boards, and the parents must have a voice. It's a trap. Simple as that. It's a trap. It is a trap to get you to become a good little propagandist and to get you to become a good little serf in their system. The school board gives the patina, makes it look like parents have some say-so in the public, read government, education, or should I say, indoctrination of their children's. Lies. All lies. Those decisions are made far away from those school boards. The school boards just rubber stamp something that's already been decided higher up the food chain.
And also at one of the Loudoun County meetings, Scott Ziegler, who was the interim school board president, gave statistics from pediatric medical journals and all this kind of stuff. And he plainly stated that the predator transgender student simply does not exist. It is a figment of these people's imagination that even pediatricians all over the world said transgender people simply don't rape other people.
Well, if an expert said that they don't do it, well, then they didn't do it because we live in an expertocracy. Unbelievable. In any event, you know, I talked about this in my talk at the St. Benedict Center that all of you should go to Catholicism.org and download the local show. Stop playing the school board game. You know what someone told me at Mass yesterday? Not only do we have a homeschooling group here that has a hybrid homeschool where these kids actually go to a building for some of their classes, there's another one coming into this little area just to show that this reclaiming of the subsidiarity part of the social kingship of Christ, two parts, subsidiarity and solidarity, well, two parts as it applies to our political Community Affairs, in reclaiming that subsidiarity part. There's a new school that's going to open up sometime, probably in 2022, the G.K. Chesterton Academy. Classic liberal arts education for high school chirrins. I'm told that there are Chesterton schools all that dot the amber waves of stupidity. Our call in line telephone number, 844-5-CRUSADE. Yeah, I agree with the comment in the chat room by Pal Cal that if the framers would see what was going on today, they would ask Jefferson to write another declaration, and they would put it into effect. The only right, look, apathy, sloth, and laziness, pure D, Morrigan laziness, explains the current situation. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think most people really are up to the task of doing anything about it, because it takes effort. Now, there's no guarantee you're going to win. There is a guarantee that you will suffer hardship. And we's Americans, and we don't like pain. Why do you think we have no-fault divorce? What's that? You make a vow before God and honor, go like, yeah, I don't think I meant that. Yeah, it's too difficult to continue. I think I'm going to use my opt-out clause. And while I think that it's useful to we have the knowledge of what the framers of the Constitution intended, because I believe that most of them had good intentions, and that the Constitution would still work if you had an amendment or two in there, I think. I believe you'd have to seriously change some things like representation. I think that the union would just explode and would break up, because people would see how far out of scale it is if a member of the House of Representatives could only represent 35,000 people. It'd be totally impractical to have 7,800 members in the House of Representatives. While we're on the subject here, and the Red Pill Expo is coming up, do you see the logic in this? It's too big. It's absolutely too big. It's out of scale. It needs to be brought back in scale. Some state governments are out of scale. Hell, some county governments are out of scale and need to be brought back into scale. Now, I want to go back to the Southwest Airlines story. Boy, there's so much we could talk about this. All right, I hate to put it off. I'm going to come back because it's all related to tyranny. Why don't we play Buttigieg first? Well, the Babadook claims that what you're experiencing out there is not supply chain issues. No, no, no. It's demand issue. Now, what would this airhead know about any of this? Guy's never had a job in his entire life.
They did tell us that we would own nothing and like it.
Well, that's right. You'll own nothing and like it. So if you have to rent everything, well, then I guess you have to get it from somewhere else, don't you?
Well, certainly a lot of the challenges that we've been experiencing this year will continue into next year, but there are both short-term and long-term steps that we can take to do something about it. Look, part of what's happening isn't just the supply side, it's the demand side. Demand is off the charts. Retail sales are through the roof. And if you think about those images of ships, for example, waiting at anchor on the West Coast, you know, every one of those ships is full of record amounts of goods that Americans are buying because demand is up, because income is up.
So you put $6 trillion into the money supply. He's right. I'm actually going to agree with him. You put $6 trillion into the money supply. Oh, dude, that picture's just vile. That's... That picture of Buttigieg doing what was in that picture, I'm the one that dumped it. It's just, that's awful. And you know what? Maybe those kids are actually having this done to them. That makes it even more awful. He's actually correct, the Babadook. They printed $6 trillion in the last year. It has to go somewhere. Most of it goes to the stock market. Okay, that's the first laundering point. Then it filters down to the little guy in the form of subsidies and checks just showing up if you're under a certain income and you got two kids living in your house and whatnot. Some of these bailouts are temporary, one time. That money will run out. The printed inflationary force is going to expire. As a matter of fact, it already has expired. Unless you're on the guaranteed universal basic monthly income, because you're under a certain income level. He's right. So what are people doing? Throwing money at plastic and Chinese trinkets. Now here's the real whopper. And again, if you had to buy this stuff made locally or regionally, almost none of it would be sold. Almost none of it. Play the next Buttigieg Babadook. He's asked the question then, could Americans expect to go back to being with their families and loved ones at holiday season? Dr. Fauci says no.
So what I know is that the holidays are going to be a lot better this year than they were last year.
Really?
Because a year ago, millions of Americans were sliding into poverty who now have jobs. And a year ago, a lot of us were gathering with loved ones over a screen. It's going to be different this year because of the president's leadership, because of being able to get more and more Americans vaccinated and make that available free to every American. It's what I know.
Where are these people, air finger quotes, working? Because every place I pass has a help wanted sign.
So
where are the workers? Because they're none at the restaurants and businesses I'm passing.
They're also not showing up on unemployment reports. The number of people long-term out of work goes up every week. Every week it goes boop, boop, boop. It's going right back to where it was in 2010, 2011. Look, we only cover this stuff because we think you want to hear about it. The more time we can spend talking local and regional and state, the better off we're going to be. These are just reasons why you should be talking about those things. We were seeing loved ones over screens. Gee, I wonder who caused that. Now, finally, before speaking of tyrants and tyranny, you got to play regime leader Biden, digital media file number 6, in his best Hitler voice. And I'm still trying to figure out, who in the hell is he yelling at? Well, it's obviously MAGA people. It's obviously all of those of us out here who are declaring our independence and going, nope, I won't do it. Not gonna do it. You can take it, roll it up, and do you know what with it. But you, if you haven't heard this, then you have to hear it.